Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on the channel. Hope you're enjoying all these fresh daily podcasts coming out from Podcast Central here. Do remember, if you want to support the channel and give us a little bit of substance, then become a patron. The link is down below. You can also find links for our badges, our Pure Blood badges, our brand new Pure Blood t-shirts. You can also find, along with our face mask exempt badges. And these are all ways to fundamentally make a gesture and at the same time support us. So you've got lots of things you can do to give us that little bit of financial support. And a big thank you to those who already do so. Okay, we're going to talk about calls growing to ditch mandatory COVID jabs for NHS staff. So as you know, the government back in December, disgracefully, put through a law mandating that all frontline workers in the NHS must have had two doses of COVID jab by April the 1st. But the media report 80,000, which is 6% of the workforce, people remain unvaccinated. And that means, and that's an issue because, of course, if you're going to get them all vaccinated by the 1st of April, that means that by February the 3rd, the first of the two doses must have been given. But so far, there's at least 80,000 people who haven't taken even one dose. So if they haven't taken the first dose by the 3rd of February, then they can't be double jabbed by the 1st of April, in which case they must be sacked. Because that's what you do, isn't it? In the middle of a pandemic, it's so logical that you sack up to 100,000 people working in the front line. It's what you do. It makes so much sense. If you're a globalist cat's paw, I suppose it makes so much sense. But this is the dilemma which they're now facing. And I see a graphic which shows me, depending where you are in the UK, the top NHS trusts in England, where the smallest proportion of staff are unjabbed. And the numbers seem to float around 88, 89%. So up to 12% in some of these areas, many of which are in London, by the way. But we've got like Birmingham. Birmingham features a lot. Lewisham, King's College Hospital, Central London. There's lots of major NHS trusts where they have got substantial numbers of people who haven't taken any jabs. Well, hang on. It's the 19th of January today. In a little under 2 weeks, those people essentially will be put in a position where they're going to be sacked. Because if they haven't taken the first jab by the 3rd of February, they can't take the second one by the 1st of April. Therefore, it's all over. Now, could the government reconsider its approach? Some ministers, I noticed, Mark Harper, Conservative MP, chairman of the COVID recovery group, says the government is still ploughing on regardless of the consequences on staffing levels. It's nonsense. Ministers must change course. He posted a link to the government's own impact assessment, which says that 73,000 NHS staff in England could be lost. Well, I bet you that's underplaying it. So I reckon the number is probably closer to the 100,000 that we've talked about consistently. And that's going to be a big chunk of the NHS workforce. And it means in some of these NHS trusts, they're going to lose maybe more than a tenth of their workers. At which point the impact on patients is going to be dramatic. Now, I know some good people working in the NHS and they haven't taken the jab. And they know who they are. And they haven't taken the jab for the reasons you and I haven't perhaps taken it. But with one additional caveat, they've seen what the jab does. So they haven't taken the jab. These people are in an invidious situation. Many of them have been in the NHS for years, decades, highly skilled, highly competent, highly principled people. And there's no place for them in the NHS after the 1st of April, unless the government does a U-turn. Now, the government could do a U-turn. It could just as easily turn around and say, oh, well, OK, we'll extend the first jab to the 1st of March and the second jab to the 1st of May. They can play games like that, I suppose, which is possible with this government. But if the principle is to establish mandatory vaccination, which I think it is, then it'll be very interesting to see now. This is the crunch moment is coming. But the crunch moment for the NHS staff who are on jab is coming at the same time as Boris Johnson's crunch moment for his political survival. So in order for him to survive, does he cast all these crumbs before the peasants? You know, does he say, oh, we're going to end Plan B, don't worry about it, we're not going to make the mandatory jabs essential for NHS workers just yet? Does he do all these things to shore up support? I don't know. I don't think Johnson himself has any fixed principles, so he's capable of doing everything or doing nothing. So we'll have to wait and see. But at this point in time, though, and we saw it last week with the NHS consultant who challenged Sajid Javid, and he then had his character demonized by the hateful scum press, such as the Daily Mail. Anyone in the NHS who stands against the regime is taken out fundamentally. You know, you're not allowed to have independent thought in the NHS, which is scary, really, really scary. And it makes me sort of continually come to the conclusion that if there's one place I don't want to go, it's near any NHS facility. I'd never trust the NHS. Didn't trust them that much before. I definitely don't trust them as an institution. Again, repeat, there are people in the NHS who are good people, but they're a minority. Most of the NHS, 90%, have gone along with this madness. So 98% of the NHS can't be trusted. That gives me my reason to stay the hell away from it. So let's watch and see as the clock keeps ticking towards the 3rd of February and then the massive impact that follows on the 1st of April. Thank you so much for listening.